welcome into this week's edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith. It is week 8 in the NFL, and what a long week already it has been for your Houston Texans. In fact, it goes back to Saturday before the Miami Dolphins game. We all know the story by now. Ryan Mallett, who has struggled with tardiness issues since his time here in Houston, eventually broke the camel's back with missing the team flight, and then on Tuesday was subsequently released.
You know, when we come together as a team early on, whether it's in the beginning in OTAs even, or because every year your team's different and you go over the rules and regulations. We don't have a lot of rules, but one rule that we do have is, you know, we want guys to be on time. Now, we're not talking about starting a meeting 15 minutes early and all those things. You know, if the meeting's supposed to start at 8 o'clock, then be there at 8 o'clock. Be there at 7:59, ready to go. The way that we deal with those issues when they're not here on time, you know, it's dealt with internally. But if it's something that happens time and time again, then, you know, the message isn't getting through, then we have to make decisions in that regard.
And more on the release of Ryan Mallett with Rick Smith a little bit later on in the show. But, of course, after that, a corresponding move had to be made. Rick Smith went out and brought back quarterback T.J. Yates to the team. Now, T.J. was a fifth-round draft pick back in 2011. He helped lead the Houston Texans to their first playoff win ever, and he couldn't be happier to be back here in Houston.
It was Tuesday morning, and sitting there having morning coffee on the couch, and got a call from an 832 number, and it was Rick, and you know, he just said hello, and he said, "You ready to come back home?" And I said, "Heck yeah." And got on a plane a few hours later, came here, got right to work, you know, went straight upstairs, started talking football with George. So it's been a wild ride so far, but I'm happy I'm here.
Did you know at that point, or did you have any idea what was going on with the Ryan Mallett situation? Or did you kind of that all come together for you afterwards?
I know that you know, my agent and Rick had been talking late Monday night, and I guess they were still deciding what they were going to do, and, you know, at that time I was just, you know, just being ready just to make sure that I was ready to come out here on a moment's notice, and, you know, everything worked out for a reason, and I'm here, I'm happy, I'm glad to be back, you know, with my teammates and back in this organization.
Well, and you and obviously the Brian Hoyer will be spending a lot of time together, as you do with the quarterbacks. But you guys have a bit of a history together as well.
Yeah, I think it was 2008. So I think my sophomore year in college, we were roommates at the Manning Passing Academy down in Louisiana, and we happened to be on the same delayed flight, sitting in the airport for a couple hours together, and you know, became good friends that weekend, and we've kept in touch ever since.
So now heading with Tennessee coming here, I mean, obviously, you know, you never know. You're one snap away from going in. But knowing the situation here in Houston, what the record is, but where they are in the division, we are in the division. Mm-hmm. Just kind of your thoughts heading into this weekend and, you know, what the potential that this team has, just based on from where you've been sitting kind of on the outside looking in.
Yeah, I know there's been some struggles this season. But, you know, I've been around it before, been in it before. And especially with my experience last year in Atlanta, it all depends on the division. You know, we were going late into the season, only had won 5 games, but we were still had a shot at winning the division. And, you know, hopefully that's not the case this year, but, you know, the division's up in the air right now. And we got to just focus on this week, focus on this division opponent. And myself, I just got to focus on getting ready to play. Hopefully that doesn't happen, you know, this early. But I know more than anybody, you're only a couple plays away in this league. So I got to be ready.
All right, well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Definitely good to see T.J. Yates back, not only on the field, but in the locker room. Well, another casualty from the game against Miami is that of Arian Foster, who late in the game went out with a torn Achilles. He underwent surgery this week and will be out for the remainder of the season, leaving the backfield duties to the committee of Jonathan Grimes, Chris Polk, and led by Alfred Blue.
I feel like I've always been taught next man up, so you got to be ready to go.
Is there any kind of different mindset for you now that you know you're going to be getting the bulk of the carries?
No. I mean, I approach practice with the mindset of going out there and executing the plays the best of my ability. So that's the mindset I'm having going into the game.
We definitely were going to have to come and just, you know, we got to be the better team that day because, you know, our defense are doing a lot of good things. They're real, you know, aggressive, physical. They have some guys that can run. So we're going to have, you know, it's going to be a battle Sunday, and it's just going to come down to who's a better team, you know, on Sunday. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it, and, you know, we just can't wait to play again.
Time now for our break check, big stop, and that can be none other than Jadeveon Clowney, who chalked up his first sack of not only the season, but of his career against Ryan Tannehill. We had a chance to talk to Jadeveon. He said he wasn't too fired up about it because it was in the midst of a 41-0 first half, but he is looking forward to continuing to grow, get more sacks, and also he is focused on this week's matchup against the Tennessee Titans.
I feel like I'm getting better and better each week as I keep playing, and it's going to keep striving to get better and better each week. That's what I'm doing.
All right, we have to take our first time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll go one-on-one with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.